Verse 25 is my scripture text, but I'll begin with 23. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd, the bishop of your souls. Amen. Everybody here is here because you came back to the shepherd. Everybody here is enjoying the blessings of God this morning because you have returned to the bishop of your souls, the shepherd, the good shepherd. Praise God. Amen. In 1950, me and my dad had started a new house, and things got bad at our house, and Dad left. And I thought I'd never see my mom and dad together again. Amen. One day, we drove into the yard. Dad hadn't seen the house. I went ahead and finished the house, Jerry, and we moved in it. Hardwood floors. And they lived in it just like it was when I finished it, for years and years and years. Amen. One day, we drove in the yard, and Dad was there, walking around the house, looking at it. Amen. After we had finished it. It was the house that he always dreamed of having. A white bungalow with a green roof. There it was. All finished. White bungalow with a green roof and green window facings. And he was looking it over. And you know what? Dad came back and Mom was glad to see him. Oh, I cherish that memory because Daddy came home and I needed Daddy then. Because I'd resigned the church and was evangelizing and I was held down taking care of Mama. And I couldn't leave. And Dad came home. So I had to drive back and forth to revivals that were close and hold revivals close to home. Amen. Ah, but when it come time to widen my circle, God sent Daddy home. Amen. I'd like to preach on returned for a little while this morning. Returned. Hallelujah. I've got a heading here that says they came back. This morning, I looked out my window and saw something I hadn't seen for months. I hadn't seen, I guess, in a year, or better, a rabbit in the yard. Amen. They were gone. I didn't know whether it was the coyotes or the neighbor's cats. Amen. We didn't have any dogs. I didn't know what it was, but no, didn't see no rabbits dancing, running around. This morning, I saw two rabbits in the backyard. They came back. Amen. And, amen. And I hadn't had those doves on my windowsill. Oh, it seemed like in 2 years, I hadn't had those doves on my windowsill. This morning, something happened. Cooing up a storm, calling to her mate. That dove was sitting on my windowsill, not 2 foot from my head. Amen. And it didn't seem like she minded that I was there. Praise God. I went on getting ready for church and everything, and she rustled around there and cooed around and Amen. Ah, I was glad because they came back. Amen. I was glad. You know why I got to see them when they came back? Amen. If I had run away, I wouldn't have been there when they came back. But I looked out my window and saw the rabbits because I stayed put. I looked out my window and I saw the doves. Amen. Not 2 foot from my head because I stayed put. Galatians chapter 1 said, and be not moved away. Oh, praise God. How we need to stick with it with God. We don't need to be changing our status. God puts us in certain situations. Amen. Angels got in trouble when they left their first estate. They were reserved in chains of darkness now. Amen. Husbands get in trouble when they leave their estate that God has put them in. Wives get in trouble when they leave their estate, amen, of holy matrimony that God put them in. Amen. There's trouble a-brewing. Amen. But if we'll just stay put and not be moved away, praise God. God knows how in His own good time to bring them back, to bring things back together, to put things that are broken back together again, praise God. Ah, I was so glad my daddy came back. He wasn't saved. Amen. He wasn't worth much to nobody, but he was worth a whole lot to me. Amen. Because it was my daddy. Amen. I had hopes and dreams and aspiration that someday my daddy and someday my mama would enjoy the blessings of God just like I do. Amen. I'm glad that God has a way of causing things and people to come back. Praise God. Brother Andy called me the other day, and I wasn't there, so I returned his call, and he was a little bit blue. Amen. Because a couple of families that he had won right off the street left him and went to another church. Amen. Hey, but hold on. Don't be moved, preacher. Praise God. Don't be moved, shepherd. God can bring them back. Hey, and if God don't bring them back, and if God has really called them to another place, to another work, to another endeavor for the glory of God, God can replace them fourfold. Amen. What we give up for God, God can give it back. Come on. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad that God can bring things back. What was it brought the rabbits back? Amen. Was it high water and lower elevations that brought them back to my mountain? Was it cause the rabbits were looking for a dry place? Amen. That they come back to my hill? Hey, God can chase them back even if He has to use storms and high water. He can bring them back. Praise God. What brought the doves back to my windowsill? They were free. They were out there amongst the trees. Ah, did they find a warm place, Brother Jimmy, behind them vines that you sprayed with that weed killer, but they're still there. They're brown, but they're still there. Amen. Did they find a warm place behind those vines on my windowsill? Sparrows about took over there. Amen. I was glad to see the doves come back instead of the sparrows. Amen. Hey, praise God. There'll always be another move of the Holy Ghost if we'll stay with our window. There'll always be another outpouring of God if we'll be there at the window. If they wait on God, there'll always be a new blessing from heaven, praise God. It won't be too long until God will send them back. Praise God. Job's children were gone. Everything he had was gone. But Job kept one thing immovable. He said, though he slay me, I'll trust him. His faith stayed intact. Hallelujah. His faith stayed strong. Amen. Did you know, praise God, that that wife that said, curse God and die, bore him, amen, a bunch of children later on? Amen. Sons and daughters, praise God. And that family that disdained to look upon him, because when you're up and everybody's with you, and when you're down and nobody's with you. And everybody forsook him. And Job went through his valley alone. But when God turned it around, because Job stayed steadfast, unmovable. Amen. He could say, I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. And his daughters was the most beautiful in the land. Oh, it didn't happen overnight. It took a while. But Job was already steadfast in his faith. He wouldn't give up. Amen. And pretty soon, he had his children back. Well, glory to God. Hey, and you know that family that leaves you when you ain't got any money? You know what they did? They come to see Job, and they visited him like we need to visit folks sometimes. They brought him a gift. They brought him some money. Praise God. And Job, being the kind of fellow he was, took that money, amen, and used it to become one of the greatest men in the East again. And his riches, they came back. And those three friends that sung that song of accusation and pointed that finger and told him how mean he had been, and he wouldn't be in the shape he's in if he hadn't done something awful bad. Praise God. God made them get a calf and take it to Job. Boy, I'm telling you, days on end, Job had veal cutlets with his friends. Praise God, because they got a calf, and they came to Job's house, and they celebrated again, and they brought him a gift. His friends came back! Amen. If you feel like you're all alone in the world and haven't got a friend, just keep your anchor down. And don't let the wind blow you loose. Praise God. And don't start flying like a lost dove, robbed of its mate. Amen. From one tree to the other. Amen. Roy Acuff used to sing an old song. See that dove in yonder's tree, flying from vine to vine. He's mourning for his lost true love. Why don't he mourn for mine? Amen. Oh, yes, if you'll just stay steady, love will come back. Where love and faith are strong, the trials cannot long endure. Oh, to God's unchanging hand, praise God. Peter said, like sheep, we went astray. And there's nothing so forlorn and helpless as a lost sheep. How did the sheep go astray? Well, all it had to do was get away from the flock and follow the grass. And finally, amen, it couldn't find its way back again. But some way, somehow, the sheep found its way back to the shepherd. And oh, what a glad meeting that was when the sheep found its way back to the shepherd. Oh, it's good for a pastor, praise God, to see his sheep come home. And it's heartbreaking when he sees them go astray. Preacher, is your heart broken listening to this message somewhere out there? Let me ask you, how do you think God feels? Do you think we ought to feel any different than God? Why did Abraham have to take his son, his only son, and offer him on the hill Moriah as a sacrifice to God? Did God want Abraham to feel like God felt? Because his son, already preordained, slain from the foundation of the world. Praise God. Hold on to God. Amen. Hey, he can bring health back. Hey, he can bring wealth back. Hey, God can bring lost things back. Hey, God can bring children back. Amen. We return to the heavenly shepherd. And that's where we need to return. We need to return to the good shepherd. Amen. And to the bishop, of our souls. That's the heavenly overseer. Amen. We're independent Pentecostal. We don't have any organizational head. Amen. We're independent and sovereign as a person. Hey, but we're not independent of our heavenly bishop. Hey, who's your bishop, Brother Collins? Jesus is. Amen. Hallelujah. Cliff Hutchins told me years ago, amen, he said, if you all had a fellowship like we've got, things wouldn't happen like happened to you. Amen. Hey, we got something better than the First Church of God and Church of God Cleveland, Tennessee, and Assemblies of God, and every other, amen, organization. We got the heavenly bishop, praise God. Our headquarters is a new Jerusalem, praise God. Hey, amen, and when Cleveland can't help you, and when Anderson, Indiana can't help you, and when Springfield, Missouri can't help you, the new Jerusalem can help you. Hallelujah! Come back to God! Because in the last analysis, all these foundations, as good as they are a failure if they don't point us to the bishop of our souls. Amen. How good to see them come back. How good that we have returned to our heavenly pastor. Praise God. Amen. Years ago, Brother and Sister Hutchins came back to church here and settled down and was happy after being gone for a good while. One day, Sister Hutchins stood up back there where she always sat and testified and said, I said I'd never come back to that church as long as Brother Collins was pastor. But I'm glad in so many words to be back. I was glad she came back too. I got to preach her funeral. Amen. When she left, she stayed a long time and enjoyed the holiest fellowship. A long time. She said also, a lot of those other people that left, she said, look what a shape they're in. Amen. And she's glad to be back. It's a healthy thing to look around you and see what a bad shape people in leaving have got their lives in. What a bad mess they've got their lives in. And be happy, like Sister Hutchins was, that she had returned. Praise God. Oh, return is a precious thing. We have wept and we've cried and rejoiced as those Jews scratched out of that desert, out of those barren hills, living in their little communes, planted millions and millions of trees. Amen. And the trees was doing so good. But then a few years ago, a big fire swept through their drought-ridden land. And all those slopes from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, those beautiful trees had burned up and the fields had turned brown in that fire. Last time we was in the Holy Land, they was taking up offerings again, donations again, to replant the trees. Well, this time, folks, the Jews didn't leave. They didn't leave because the fire came through. They didn't leave because their trees were burned. Amen. They replanted. And, amen, we need to start singing, I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Praise God. And replant the trees. Sow for a better harvest. Praise God. 1969, I was there for the first time. Amen. And Cash kept looking for me. I knew he was, but I wasn't ready. Finally, Mary Lou came around. They had service everywhere they went. And they kept looking for me. I was Pastor Middletown. Finally, Mary Lou walked up to me and said, we want you to preach. I said, we want you to preach one of these services. I said, I'd like to preach on the Mount of Olives. Okay? She said, we'll have you to preach on the Mount of the Ascension. Praise God. Oh, the first trip I ever made, I got to preach. And I read in Zechariah 14 where his feet shall stand at that day upon the Mount of Olives, and the mount shall cleave asunder. Praise God. I cried and they cried. I shouted and they shouted. Amen. Sue Cole sang, Jesus is coming soon. We shouted some more. Amen. The Arabs shouted with us, and the glory came down upon the Mount of Olives. And we talked about the second coming of Jesus Christ. Hey, he's coming back. You know why he's coming back? He's come back because he loved the church and gave himself for it. And he longs to be united with his body. His bride, praise God. Are you ready for the second coming of the King? The fact that the Jews are going back and the land is being restored and the desert is blossoming like a rose is old news, but it's still good. It tells us that our redemption draweth nigh and Jesus is coming back. Stand with me this morning. Amen. The way to be ready is to come back to God. The way to be ready is to come back to Jesus. All the way back. All the way in. No thing, nothing held back. Nothing in reserve. All out for God. Praise God. Let God help you. As they sing, Father, reach down. Save souls, help people, young folks, Christians, children that have wandered away. Help them, Lord, to return. If it takes high water, the will of the Lord be done to bring them back to our mountain, to the love of God. If it takes the storms, the will of God be done. But you're able, if we'll hold steady, to bring them all back. Amen. In Jesus' name. As we sing, we invite you around an altar.
I'll never return to the God of my childhood, to the same simple faith as a child I once knew. Like the prodigal son, I long for my loved one, for the comforts of home, and the God I outgrew. I have returned to the God of my childhood. Bethlehem's babe,
the prophet's Messiah. He's Jesus to me, eternal deity. Praise his name, I have returned. They grow, they'll never depart.